Yesterday, we heard reaction from the United Kingdom and the Caribbean following the Democratic and Republican Party conventions. We're now going to cross to Barack Obama's father's homeland, Kenya. We're going to get some insight into how the convention news went down there. Radio reporter Michael Koloki joins us from the BBC studio in Nairobi, Kenya. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
So, obviously, this has been news around the world. How has Kenya, in general, how have different news outlets in Kenya focused their coverage?
Well, I should start off perhaps with Barack Obama. The headlines in the Daily Nation, which is a main newspaper here, read, "Obama, King of Hearts, winning speech captures the mood of the nation." Now, the paper touched on extracts of Obama's speech, noting the mention of Kenya in his speech, which is, of course, in reference to his father. Now, the newspaper noted that they visited a Kenyan minister in his home as the speech was going on, and that this particular minister, he's a government minister, was watching television while wearing an Obama for President T-shirt. Now, the paper also noted that, you know, there was intense media presence at the home of Mr. Obama's grandmother. Many Kenyans woke up early to tune in to watch the speech on television, although not many people, I should say, here in the country might understand the ideals of the Democratic Party. But, you know, many Kenyans see Obama himself, you know, as a possible American president, who, of course, has a very strong connection to the country. Now, in regards to the convention as a whole, well, there was focus on Michelle Obama's speech, Hillary Clinton's speech, and, of course, former President Bill Clinton's speech received quite a bit of coverage. Now, moving on to the Republican convention, a number of people I spoke to told me, you know, that they felt that in regards to McCain's speech, which was the basically the part of the convention that was highlighted in the press here, you know, they thought, some of the people I spoke to thought, well, you know, he spoke as someone they thought that was, you know, quite close to, perhaps maybe to George Bush. And I was speaking to a Kenyan man who was watching McCain delivering his speech at the convention, and he expressed to me that, you know, he felt that McCain was a good guy, he said, but a bit too old. However, he felt that McCain had fought for his country and deserved recognition for that achievement.
We spoke with a couple of people yesterday from the UK and Jamaica, two different reporters, and they argued that people were much more interested, and it sounds like this is true in your case as well, much more interested in Obama the man than they were in the policy points of the election. But recently we also covered what the follow-up was to the U.S. Embassy bombing in Kenya, and the fact that some Kenyans who were part of that bombing feel that the U.S. didn't do enough to help them. So do you know of any specific policy points where Kenyan officials or Kenyan citizens want the U.S. to do certain things?
Well, I would say perhaps in regards to the United States foreign policy that perhaps maybe some people in the government would hope that perhaps, you know, there would be stronger ties. I mean, at the moment, as it seems, is that, you know, there are strong ties between Kenya and the United States. But perhaps some of the government officials might hope that, you know, the ties can be strengthened, you know, whether McCain comes into the office or Obama comes into the office. And one question that, you know, a number of people have posed to me in the past is that, you know, when the American presidents visit Africa, they tend to visit countries around Kenya, but no one seems to visit Kenya itself. I have spoken to several people who felt that, you know, maybe Kenya has been sidelined. You know, when African issues are discussed in America, that perhaps Kenya is put on the side. And a number of people have asked me, you know, why this in particular takes place when they feel that Kenya is, you know, a good friend of America. Now, in regards to the general populace as well, perhaps I think their focus is more or less, should I say, in seeing how this particular race runs. There have been some analysts who have raised questions about whether Obama's foreign policy really would have any impact in Kenya. And some feel that, you know, his focus is really on Americans and not on Kenyans. So Kenyans should not have their hopes high, even though he has roots here.
President Bush, of course, has visited Africa. President Clinton made overtures to Africa. What are your hopes and fears, not just for an Obama presidency, but for the next American president in dealing not just with Kenya, but with the continent?
Well, perhaps, of course, I think one of the main issues that needs to be tackled is the issue of poverty in relation to aid. There has been a lot of controversy in the past about how the Western world, including the United States, deals with Africa when they're dealing with issues such as poverty and provision of aid to the various countries. Another issue is, of course, HIV/AIDS. This has been a big discussion point around the continent, and I think a number of people who are related in various sectors dealing with HIV/AIDS may want to see perhaps a different perspective in terms of how this issue is dealt with by the United States in regards to assisting the people on the continent deal with this issue. But perhaps out of all those, I think what would stand out is the issue of poverty and HIV/AIDS. And one other thing I should note as well is when we're talking about climate change, the United States has come up in various discussions. I have noted, you know, there's been some indication that perhaps the United States is not as keenly interested in dealing with this issue. So maybe a number of government leaders as well might want to see the United States playing a bigger role in trying to deal with climate change around the world.
All right, just quickly before we let you go, do you have any plans to try to catch up with Senator Obama's family on or after Election Day?
Oh, I don't know if I'm going to make it because there's a huge media presence here already, and I think everyone's waiting just to to catch up with his grandmother.
Other reporters will be there right outside her house.
Oh, absolutely. They were right outside her house during his delivery of the speech during the Democratic Convention. And if I get the chance and manage to wiggle my way through the crowd, hopefully I might get a chance to speak to her. I have spoken to his stepsister, Auma Obama, and in the past. So, you know, who knows? If I get that opportunity, yes, definitely I will want to speak to them and maybe speak to you later about what they said.
All right. We would love that. Michael, thank you.
Thank you.
That was reporter Michael Kaloki speaking to us from the BBC studio in Nairobi, Kenya.